Hey, this is the Cypher Podcast, where we'll be diving into various gaming cultures, checking out some games, talking to some gamers about their gaming experiences. Cypher, Africa's ultimate gaming podcast.
So, who is Fazai?
Interesting question. How do you want me to answer that?
As best as you can. I mean, just describe yourself in a nutshell.
Who's Fazai? Kenyan gamer. I play shooting games because I can't think about playing other games. Like I can't mentally go around games that require me to actually use my brain, like MMOs that have inventory systems I don't understand. Every 3 steps, you got to press tab and you got to pick up like a potion from page 4. You have to drag it to page 1. Then you've got to craft something by going and destroying a tree with a rock. And then you've got to go raid a building and go find something just so you can make a hatchet. I can't play the games like that. FPS game is simple. You know? You see something, you point and you click. It makes sense, you know?
I just described Minecraft and...
Minecraft, and Fortnite, Rust, and Final Fantasy, basically, yeah.
Fortnite, just... But, yeah. Okay. So, you must play first-person shooters, right? Like Call of Duty, Apex?
More like CSGO and Apex and Battlefield, less of Call of Duty, but yes.
That's respectable.
CSGO, very good game, man. Best game ever made. Except don't ask me that when I'm angry, because I will definitely refute that statement.
CSGO is good. It's good. And how many games can you say are still, to this day, like when did it come out? 2008, 2009. To this day, people are still playing it. People are still singing praise. Guys that just came out of the womb and what?
2012,
2010,
actually.
11. They're like, CS:GO, CS:GO. You know. So that just says a lot about a game. It's like the Skyrim of FPS shooters.
Kinda, yeah. Very good game. Very old. Very, very good game. Except for sometimes you run into, you know, cheaters. You run into them a lot more often than you'd like, to be honest. It's a very sad thing. You know, you go play MM. But then that's why we have stuff like Face It. You know, when you play Face It, you don't have cheaters there. It's very nice.
So, what sparked your interest in gaming? Like, you said you like first-person shooters. What was that experience, your first time playing FPS?
That's when we have to go back to the days of the PS2. I think I was like I think I was like 5 or 6 at the time. I had a PS2 and then used to play Metal Gear Solid 3, Black Hawk Down, and Ace Combat. My dad really liked Ace Combat, so we used to play that a lot. You know, you play Black Hawk Down, you know, it's kind of an FPS. You know, you go around, you shoot. It's very on rails though. Like now if you look back, it's a crap game, right? Very, very on rails. And then from there, you know, they played like Metal Gear Solid 3. Still to this day, my favorite game, number one game, easily number one game. I actually have a 3DS just to play that freaking game, which I actually don't play, but it's there in case I ever want to play, which will probably never happen. But so, you know, playing from there. And then when I got to high school, I got a laptop. And then from there, I started looking at like other people in high school who had laptops and they used to game and my laptop couldn't. So I was like, I want a gaming PC. And then, you know, you get it. And then I think I played Battlefield 4 on it. And I really, really, really liked it. And then kept getting, like, new gear. Like, every 6 months I'd get a new laptop because I'd sell the old one. And then I started playing Siege because a couple of the Kenyan guys were playing and someone bought it for me. So I used to play with them. It was a very annoying game to get into, I'm not going to lie. But then that's kind of where, like, I found, like, I was somewhat decent at FPS games because I used to play them a lot. And, you know, it made sense to me. You just point, you just shoot, you know, you just point and you shoot. It's not that complicated. You have a couple of gadgets and you shoot. And then after, like, 2 years of Siege, and a very bad breakup at the time, I remember, I decided to move to CS. It was at a point in my life when I was making.
You were in the proper state of mind to move into CS.
I don't know. It was like I wanted like change in my life, basically, from that. And one day I was literally looking at like what games I can play, and I saw CS, and I tried it. And then literally the night of that, I went to bed and I was looking at YouTube, and I got like the Score Esports. like recommended, and I was watching like the CSGO, like, you know, they have like these kind of like biographies on players, Simple, Colzira, and I was watching, yeah. I was like, what the frick, you know? So I started watching those a lot, and before I even like, got into the game, I already understood more or less how to play. So I started playing and I was enjoying it. I made some friends, I had a lot of fun, and then I kind of realized like I was more or less better than they were at the time. So then I moved from there to Faceit, and I started playing there, and kind of that's how I got into like CS as my main game. And then from there, like, I play some games now and again, you know, I play Apex with friends, play Battlefield with friends, but I always go back to CS as the main game, more or less. Like, anytime I want to play a game, like, if I actually want to play a game that I enjoy, I go play CS. As much as it annoys me and like you have like tough times, it's one of those games that like, if you start playing it, you just can't stop. You know, it's better than any FPS. It's smoother. It runs better. It's got more fluid mechanics than any other FPS I've ever played. You can't, like, you know, get away from it, you know, so to speak. Absolutely. I feel like I rambled a lot over there. I'm not going to lie.
No problem. And well, for me, my first FPS experience was also on PlayStation 2, of course. Because funny story. So, well, my uncle sent me some games from, well, he was in London at the time. And in those games, I happened to have Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty.
Okay.
To put the CD in the PlayStation 2, certain DVD plays. I mean, well, that's how I got to know who Hideo Kojima is way back then, but it wasn't the game, it was the making of Metal Gear Solid 2. Yeah. I really wanted to strangle someone. Who the hell ships a game? Like the whole package, the game, it even came with the what? The book that used to come, that used to come inside it. Yeah, the whole cover. I was like, okay, let's get to it. Wait, what? It's just the making? Wait. You know, like when it goes past that PlayStation 2 thing, eh? You're like, okay, let's go. It's starting. Press X. Start. Wait, what? What?
It's a video. You get to the controls. Pause, forward, rewind.
Yeah, well, I watched that thing and, well, I got to know Hideo Kojima and what kind of mindset he was in when he made that game. And honestly, that was my first introduction to him back then. But back then, I was still pissed. How the hell do they do this to me? So, yeah, I tossed that aside and moved on to something else called
Nightfire. Oh, yes, I played that one. Yes, I remember that game.
Yeah, first FPS game that I played. I was one of those. It's like GoldenEye. Like, see how GoldenEye has that character? Yeah. So I invite some friends over. I didn't really have a second controller. So I was just like, here's a gun. This is my home court, so I'll keep the controller. You use the Namco gun. Yeah, okay. I pick Odd Job. Yeah, Odd Job and his hat. Just one hit kill. It was done, but yeah. In terms of FPS, that was my first experience.
I think a lot of us started like on the PS2. Like the PS2 had such good games. Like now you mentioned James Bond. I remember there were like maybe like four of them. And I think I played all of them. And I remember, I think Quantum of Solace was my favorite one. Like that was the, you know, least on rails one. Because a lot of the earlier games like were very on rails. Like if you look at like Black Hawk Down, Nightfire, they were very on rails. You didn't have much control. But I think with like Quantum of Solace, you had like, it was basically like Hitman. You know, you had different ways of approaching stuff. And it was so much fun, I remember.
Oh, did you play
GoldenEye? No, I never played GoldenEye. GoldenEye is way before my time.
No, on the PlayStation. I think I got it. I think I played a demo of it on PlayStation 2. I was just like, wow. Just played the first mission and then see the trailer of it and you were
Wait a second. Was GoldenEye the one where like... Okay, I think I remember. That was the very overpowered one where you had like two guns and shit, right? I think I remember. That was like... That was not even James Bond. I think I remember. Even James Bond. You could run around with like two guns and there was like weird stuff on your screen like you were playing Ace Combat. I remember. That was not a James Bond game. I'm telling you, that was like Doom with like less bloods.
Probably, but yeah.
Now you,
Either Doom or Wolfenstein, whichever one of those.
Probably Wolfenstein, I'd say then, yeah, because Doom with less aliens and blood. Okay, not blood. Wolfenstein has more blood, arguably.
Doom. What makes Doom? Blood, guts,
and music. Don't forget, very good music.
Yeah. Heavy metal.
If you hear that kind of music in a game like CSGO, I'm telling you, people would fucking go rush out mid with like pistols and no armor and just be like, I'm going to kill everyone. Music like that just gets your blood pumping.
BFG, super shotgun.
Super sniper rifle, shotgun, weird thing, man.
All right, since you've rambled on about your love of CSGO, I can assume that it is one of your favorite titles.
Currently, yes. Like I'm sad to say this, but like I haven't enjoyed a story game in a very long time. Like maybe it's just that I haven't tried, but like every time I try to play a story game, I can never get like into it. I get bored. Like even I tried Death Stranding, I put in like I think 4 hours into it, and I just got bored. I was like, I'm gonna move on.
Death Stranding
was actually a bad game.
Death Stranding was good, but that's not where you should have started from.
Wait, let me say something I know people are going to hate. I tried playing The Witcher and I couldn't do that one either. I got so bored after two or 3 hours into it. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
To be honest, I haven't yet played The Witcher yet. I want to, but I haven't yet. And one of the reasons why is, well, after seeing that trailer, I'm like,
your PC is not running that thing.
Okay, let me dive back into The Witcher lore. And I'm like, Castle of Kings. Okay, no, I'm interested, but I haven't yet played it. And what I've had guys saying, you need like, was it 100 hours or something like that of commitment to it? And I'm like, wow. Like what, a year?
No, I mean 100 hours. I think I dropped like 1200 hours in CSGO in a year. What do you mean?
100 hours, like let's say 100 hours, one hour every day.
Now, what do you mean 1 hour? Those are rookie numbers, man. You do like 6 hours a day, easy. But like story games, like I've tried so many of them. I tried Doom. I tried Witcher. I tried. It's grinding.
Or this game, God of War. Not the new one. The new one is, well, different. Start with the OG God of War. Man too pissed off to die. Just flash everything. Don't give a damn. Okay,
God of War games are freaking amazing.
The story comes, story just comes in. Actually, what's interesting, story seems to come in later on. All we seem to care about is just,
killing everyone. Kill everyone.
Yeah.
But like you see, the thing is that God of War is like the story is simple. If you look at other games like The Witcher, I'm sure The Witcher story is nice. Like I have a friend who loves that game. Like he plays it multiple times. But like when you try and play the game, it's so like annoying. It's kind of like GTA, you know, like drive to point A, pick up object, drive to point B. So in The Witcher, like when I'm playing, it's like go talk to this person, then go talk to this person, then go talk to that person, go talk to this person. And then it has an inventory system. You have to use a certain potion, you have to do this, you have to do a specific thing when you fight. Like, I know I'm going to get hate for that, but I cannot fathom that. Like, I just can't. Remember, it's an FPS game, throw a flashbang, shoot, a simple done, you know? When it comes like, okay, you got hit by poison dart, you need to use this specific thing to do this specific thing. And I'm like,
This kind of poison, you need this kind of potion.
Exactly. And it's like, you don't have the potion. So you have to craft the potion by killing 3 rabbits and then,
everyone has their own what? Everyone has their own opinion.
Exactly. Not everyone can be right like me.
Thank you.
Oh boy.
Let's just wait for the guys that listen to the episode.
Twitch.tv/Fazar7. You can bring all your hate there.
Okay.
When Zuko fixes my internet, because until then that ain't happening.
Okay, so since you mostly play FPS shooters and you stream yourself getting your ass kicked most of the time, what's it like streaming on Twitch? A bit of a first-hand experience from you?
As a Zuku customer, it's very fucking hard. I'm not going to lie to you. If you don't know, Zuku is my ISP. If you're in Kenya and you have the choice between Zuku and Smoke Signals, take Smoke Signals. They're better. Trust me. Like the internet, like when it comes to the internet side, it's not fun. Like the internet infrastructure is crap. I mean, okay, I get this is like preaching to the choir with your internet there, and ours is better. But like still comparatively to other ISPs we have here, it's not good. Your upload is 10%. You rarely get actual fiber. You're on coax. If it rains, your internet drops. If the wind blows too hard, your internet drops.
It's raining.
Like, I give you an example. Right now, this Discord is connected to South Africa. That's also connected to. My neighbor's ping, who's also on Zuku, who's up the road from me, he's getting 60 ping to our Discord server. I am at 337.
How is that possible?
I've been on 337 for the last like 3 days. I even called them today. They were like, please email this account and we'll look into it. So I emailed this. We'll see if I get a response. Probably not.
Let me guess. When you called in, first thing we said, please turn the router off. And then turn it back on.
Yes, or they'll do it for you. They will turn it off themselves. They're on the person. You'll try and explain the issue to them. You'll tell them, listen, my latencies are high because of a routing change. Like, don't worry, sir. We're going to reset your router and all shall be well. Resetting the router does not change the route, okay? All it's going to do is... And then, you try to tell them and they don't listen. They're like, no. We know exactly what we're talking about. And then they reset your router and your issue is still there. And they're like, the server you are accessing is outside of the country. Latencies are higher than normal. You're like, my friend, this server gave me 60 ping yesterday. It's 300 today. You think the server grew legs and then swam across the Atlantic?
I don't know why, but for some reason, yeah, they think they know everything, but actions they're showing doesn't show that they know what they're doing. You're like, guys, come on. Come on, the internet is crap. It's dropping the signals every now and again. Like, uploads and downloads. Like, have you ever had a torrent with... more upload speed than the download.
You're seeding
itself.
Faster than you're downloading it.
Yeah. That happened to me like 3 weeks back. it happened to me. I'm like, what the hell is going on? The download is at 128 KBs. The upload is at 3 MBs per second. I'm like, what the hell?
You need the other structure you cannot possess.
Who am I giving this torrent? I'm downloading a torrent and rather than downloading it, this guy is taking from me what little I have. I'm like, what? Yeah, what? So the whole thing of internet is still, it's like we're still in the dark ages.
Wow. And it's expensive as well.
The guys don't want to listen because the guys that have good internet here, it is dirt expensive. And another thing, it's also regulated to certain areas like the CBD or more affluent neighborhoods. Yeah, where I am, network is...
We're in the same boat, you know. You go up the road a little bit there towards Westie and then you get good internet. Then you come down over here in basically what we live in a slum and they're like, no, you guys
it's
are going
like,
to
yeah,
get
it's
copper.
Like I'm telling you, if you live in a valley, it's like I'm telling you, if you live in a valley, I'm sorry, figure it out for yourself. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but other than the net, streaming is actually pretty fun. Now you get to interact with people. I get to, just destroy people and have people just not acknowledge it at all. You know, my idea of going to stream is I'm going to stream and people are going to clip stuff for me so I can be lazy and not record it. Apparently not. I still have to record stuff because when people watch, they're like, no, we ain't clipping that. I feel like I'm just poking on my viewers. I'm sorry, the 3 viewers I have. I'm sorry. I don't mean it.
You're sorry, three viewers.
Three viewers. One is my phone. The other one is my neighbor who's on Discord with me anyways. And the third one is probably like someone who's just chilling and just burning time, just listening to me complain.
But hey, at least you got people who listen.
That is very true. I love all my viewers. Everyone who comes by says hello, I love you all. It is fun though. You know, you get to meet new people. You get to interact with, friends. And, it's really chill, actually. It's just like a fun way because like, I tend to talk a lot. I tend to like company. I'm very sociable. I'm a social creature more than most. So it really works in my favor, you know. Even if no one's there, I can pretend and I just talk to the camera and I just talk to myself, and that's fine as well. But like, you know, it's always like maybe there's someone there, you know. So at least I'm not talking to myself as much as like if I was like off the PC, you know. Also, if I do it and people walk in, they don't know I'm actually crazy because they assume I'm talking to someone. And in reality, I'm just talking to myself. Sometimes I need expert advice, so I have to talk to myself.
Yeah. Hey, mom. Hey, what are we doing? But yeah. Okay, that's good. I mean, Tor is nice to have people have people pop in whenever you're gaming. I mean, it's been quite lonely gaming, but hey, I'm playing single player most of the time, so.
Yeah, but this you're living the stories, you're enjoying the stories. If you enjoy it, then it's a good experience. It's like the reason I watch anime is like the stories. You know, anime, they build like these amazing worlds, these amazing characters, and then they have a story to go with it, right? And I feel like it's the same thing with like story player games, single player story games. Is if you enjoy it and you're invested, then it's better because it's not just you like experiencing it as like a third party, but you're in the game, you're actually there playing and taking part in the story, right? And then in some games, like if you play like the Fallout games, you have a say in what happens in the story, right? How it ends, how it goes on. So I guess like if you do enjoy it, that's you know, one of the perks of it, as opposed to where I play a game where I'm supposed to shoot someone but they're apparently 10 times better than I am and they just destroy me. Okay, no matter what I do there, I've lost that. Okay, I lose. I didn't get the good ending.
Now you remind me of the guys that were playing Halo back in the good old days.
I've never played Halo in my life.
I mean, well, the guys here that are playing Halo back then, and well, apparently the trash talk was real back then. Real. Find someone on the server, he kicks your ass. He's coming for your mom. I'm like, wait.
It's like the old COD 4 days. You know, like when you have beef with someone, you settle it in Rust. You know, you get the mapping just destroy everyone. Like I only got into like comp games in like 2018 or so. Like before then, it was all playing alone. You know, and they didn't even have internet, to be honest with you. Like the internet was crap. I remember the first time I played an online game was on a laptop. It was this Gotham Imposters or something game on Steam. I forget the name. I remember what it was called. Gotham Imposters, I think. And I played it. And I remember my ping was like 400. And I thought higher ping is good. I'm like, hey, I have the highest ping on the server. That's a good thing. I had no fucking clue what it meant. I had no idea what the frick ping was. I just assumed like, hey, the number goes up, it's probably a good thing. It was not a good thing. Okay, I tell you that now.
Until you meet someone, you're shooting, they're not dying, they're just like, what? Hold on, hold still.
But that's why I didn't even get the chance to shoot someone. Like, I used to play, like, I didn't know how to use a keyboard and mouse, I used to play with an Xbox controller. So I plugged in, I'm like playing, and I'm like walking around slowly, and people are like jumping around and killing me and whatever. I did kill people every now and again, and I thought I was decent at the game, but I didn't last very long, and I went back to just like, you know, cracking and playing story games, you know, like GTA Crack comes out, we go play it, you know. And GTA was fun because it was like a multiplayer game. You could do so many things. You could play the story. You could go around. It's basically the free roam. You can do whatever the freak you want. Plus, there was mods for days. Like, I loved modding that game. I remember I'd go to school with my laptop and I just put like actual cars in the game. And I'd show people like, look, I have a Pagani Zonda R or whatever. Like, hey, I have my name on the side of the car. You don't have that, but I do. Hey.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I mean, well, for me, in terms of modding, I'm GTA San Andreas, that was where I actually started modding the cars. Just like, okay, bring all the cars, change up all the cars. I'm like, okay, I have a Ferrari, my friend. What are you going to do? Come on.
The thing is, San Andreas and Vice City mods were very easy to do. Like, you just need to download a couple of things,
and then
that's it. Yeah. You know, you hit a button, you get a mod menu that pops up.
Well, Vice City was a bit complicated, but well, when I figured it out, yeah. But there was a certain mod I came across that kept crashing the game, but it was fun to use for Vice City. Like what was it? It was one where you get, instead of a katana, the sword, brings out like a big ass sword instead, like replaces the katana for this big ass sword. And for every swing, anything within, like, in front of where you've swung, wiped out. However, it kept on glitching every now and then.
I can understand.
Yeah. But, wow, the time I got to use it was just fun. It was for me and my friend, me and my friend used to just put all the cheat codes, because would you believe to this day, I still know GTA Vice City cheat codes, San Andreas cheat codes. In my brain, to this day, I'm just, if I sit down on it, I'm just like, okay. Ah, professional tools. Not tattoos. I need that what? That Gatling gun. I'm like, it just comes naturally to me. I need cars. Panzer. Just let's go. Let's go. I need a tank.
Okay,
let's
you
go.
Played it a lot, isn't so, you? Holy crap. Fair enough.
Yeah.
There's
cheat codes. You have to memorize that. You just put it in that. In the phone or something
it's,
like
it's,
that.
It's either a vault combination or it's your credit card number. One of the two.
Yeah, one of those. Like, why don't I just go back to the days when I could just type it in directly, man?
Just put your credit card and there you go. Cheat side right for you.
Okay.
Yes.
Already covered issues and problems encountered. Internet, Zuku, I hope you're listening. Yeah, I think that's it. So, any final remarks? Don't forget to plug yourself. In case any hate comes, I'll just be like, he's there. None of the opinions of mine, he's there.
Another thing with Zuku, you see, I end this with like a bit of a lighter note. It's like, Zuku thing, there are people who care at Zuku who do fix stuff, right? The problem is you've got to work to get there. If you call customer service and the person you're talking to is like, doesn't understand what the quack you're talking about, then you got like two approaches. Either you ask for a supervisor or you go and you email them. Because if you email them, you got to text the tech team. You talk to tech support know two things. Your download speed is fine and your router is on. That's about it. Okay. Anything more than that, they're not going to help you, which is very unfortunate. I feel bad for saying that because I'm sure there's someone at tech support who's helped me once that I just can't remember. And if you have, I apologize, but thank you. Plugging myself, twitch.tv /Fazar7. Best aimer in Kenya, easily. You don't see the best aim, you come there. I promise you. No one's got better aim than me. I swear to God, unless they're on console, in which case I give up before we even start, because aim assist is, we all know aim assist, we don't like it. There you go.
Yeah, actually, no, what I don't understand is, how is it that guy gets good on console? I mean, using the console, the console control, especially PlayStation, is good for driving. It is
really good. Yeah, for driving and flying.
But when it got, yeah, for driving and flying. Okay, flying, yeah, but driving is just really good. But then when it comes to shooting guns, I'm like, how the hell are these guys this good without the precision of a mouse?
Okay, I explain.
Getting those analogs to line up and then just taking the shot. Jesus, it is a headache. I mean, I'm getting my ass handed to me while playing Black Ops by a kid, a 12-year-old kid. I'm like, it's supposed to be in school. How the hell do you know the game inside and out?
That's exactly it. He's not going to school. He's at home playing games. the thing with aim assist,
I don't know how
it's like, okay, with the mouse and keyboard, okay, think of it this way. Think of a mouse as a higher skill device, right? You have a lot more freedom of movement. Yeah. You have a lot more control, but it also requires skill. An example is if you play a game like Apex, and someone jumps on a jump pad, you have to track them in the air. You've got to like track them 100% with your aim. The thing with aim assist is, you can be lucky. You don't have to be 100% all the time. Aim assist can cover for you. So,
really?
See, look at this way. If you're taking a gunfight close range, right? And someone is basically like jumping jacking in front of you, left, right. Like you've watched One Punch Man, right? You know when he's like going to like the gym when they're recruiting him, he jumps like left, right, right? You're playing against someone who's basically doing that. Now, if you're on PC, you have to track that in real time. You have to do that. But if you have aim assist, the aim assist is kind of like a bubble. It'll aim for you for the most part. So the person you're playing against who's on PC has to track you himself. He doesn't get lucky. He doesn't get aim assist. He's got to track you. But if you've got aim assist, you don't have to be as accurate. You can get lucky and hit the shots, you know? Like, I know people who play on console who have high skill, right? There are people who do that. I'm not going to deny it. But for a lot of people, when they get annoyed at aim assist, and then the aim assist guys are like, well, I'm not even that good. It's like, you have to understand that the PC guy there has to be 100% spot on with all of his shots. He doesn't get that bubble that he can shoot in that will direct his bullets to you. Right? We have to hit our shots. We have to be good. Versus on console, you can get away with, you know, kind of spray and praying, you know? If that makes sense.
That does explain a lot. I mean, now I understand why most esports guys are PC, not console.
Like, PC is a skill. Like, if you look at a decent PC aimer versus a console aimer, you can see that it's a lot. If you got, like, a good PC aimer, they'd probably outplay a good console aimer, even with aim assist, right? It's just like you have a lot more flexibility with keyboard and mouse. You know, it comes to flicks, tracking. With console, you do have aim assist, but aim assist is there for a reason. With sticks, you can't be as accurate. You're very limited, right? If you want to flick, you got to turn your stick to the side and then wait for it to go. While on PC, you can flick your hand and, you know, you can flick it exactly where you need to be. But, like, sometimes aim assists. Sometimes aim assist is not for me.
Okay, well, let's hope that all those people out there using aim assist don't flag me.
It's fine. Let them, and they're going to fight about it. People are going to fight on the internet. No matter what you say, they're going to fight. That's just my opinion for the thing. I'm pretty sure someone's going to come and say something different, but that's my stand on it. Like, I believe aim assist does belong. Like, it does, because you can't, like, play without it. Like, you just don't have the flexibility and the accuracy with sticks, right? Aim assist does belong in games, but sometimes it's just strong and people only get annoyed because of the leeway you have. It's not just like it helps you aim. It gives you somewhat of an advantage because you don't have to be as accurate. You don't have to be 100% of the time, you know? You can kind of half-ass it and aim assist will cover for you. Versus on PC, if you trail behind someone, you trail behind them. You're not getting, like, no one is there, like, bending your bullets to hit someone, right? It's not going to happen.
Okay, Faza, I think that will be enough for today. So let me let you go to sleep.
Oh, yes. I'm going to go eat now and do it sleep, man. Food, very important.
All right. Thanks for dropping by.
No problem. Thanks for having me. We do this again. This is kind of fun.
No problem. Let me first fix up my stuff. And, since you've actually convinced me, I'll probably get into CSGO. I mean, this thing could probably handle it. Or whatever I get consequently could actually handle it.
It's fun. It's actually a fun game. And it's really one of the best FPS games. Like, if you compare it to any other game, like, I play a lot of FPS games. It's smoother, the mechanics are more flushed out, it's really good. Like, movement is smooth, gun mechanics are smooth, weapons, it's I don't know how to explain it, but, like, when you play any other game and then you go to CS, you immediately realize just how much smoother CS is. Like, I can go play any other game, I can go play Battlefield 4, 5, Siege, I come back to CS, it feels more fluid, it feels more fleshed out, it just feels so much better than basically any other game you can play.
Okay. I'll try it out.
All right, fair enough. Now I go.
Okay.
I leave you to do the hard work of editing this whole thing.